you too, buddy. Good to be here again, as always.
Welcome to this amazingly dysfunctional Friday episode of the Read Pod. Excited to be here, buddy.
Yeah, me too. It's the We Love Technology Pod, this one, isn't it?
I mean, I guess we're just at the point in our lives where maybe, well, I've definitely missed the technology boat. And I've just got no coming back. I just can't get this going.
Yeah, I feel like I'm hanging on by, like, I'm just tethered by, like, a hair. That could break at any time and I'll be left behind in the dark ages.
I feel like you're still up there with it, but...
I am, actually. I was just trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, I'm a lost cause. so...
Mate, Friday, big week. What's been happening?
So much been happening, and I want to touch on a few topics for this fun Friday pod. Before I do,
we've got a bit to get through. Yeah,
yeah, you've got a big weekend coming up.
Yep, massive weekend. This is the weekend for all the people in and around the Melbourne area that want to come to Queenscliff Music Fest and come see my band, the Cool Khan. Gummy Cracker had our last jam before it last night. Sounding hot.
So that's sold out, I think, isn't it, though?
It is, yeah. Entirely sold out. But like I said, if you want to come along, mate, you know, I can find a way.
Yeah, I'm going to put it to Emma and try to come down on the Sunday. I'm really keen. I haven't been to a show, like a gig. I went to Splendor, but as we had the Splendor pod, the sound issues were the co-host from up here, my young puppy Maisie, she's seen a fly, which she's barking at. The sound issues were bad. So I haven't really seen a pod where, I haven't been to a show where the sound's been good. Can you hear that? Can you hear
that? No, I can't hear anything. Yeah, I can.
Okay, she's Maisie. Out now. She's out. So I'm keen as mustard to get down there and have a listen.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Everyone get down if they can. Maisie.
The two of them are just the dumbest dogs you've ever met. Like, they're just, anytime they see or hear anything, they're off at it. So, so we've got a few interesting topics. We might edit that little bit out.
Yeah,
we're dog going crazy out. Few interesting topics. It's been a weird week, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's been some interesting stuff going on, man. I wanted to possibly start with you. I wanted to see if you'd seen that thing going around about the Christian missionary that went to try spread the good word to the people on that remote island. The remote island tribe off the coast of India. You caught any of that?
Yeah, so I did. And so this tribe is 1,700 kilometers east of India, apparently. Yep. So it must be like a little island, almost near the Maldives, or even further.
Could be.
Yeah. So it's in the middle of nowhere. And John, what was his name? John Chanel?
Alan Chow or something. They were on this island, by all accounts, having a good time by themselves. Nothing wrong. So let's just establish that. By all accounts, they were fine.
Yeah. So they basically there's a law that it prohibits, by the Indian government, that prohibits anyone going near them. People have been arrested for going illegally going near there, like fishermen and things like that. There's approximately 50 to 150 people that live on this island. And this guy was sort of traveling around, exploring, sharing his, like the good word of the Lord. And sharing his stories.
For the listeners that haven't heard, unfortunately came to an untimely end by the tribe. Like, they ended up killing him. And I just, think that it's a crazy concept for me. I really cannot even fathom what would go through someone's head. I mean, I'm in this generally in probably a, in reference to Christianity in through the ages, but what I cannot understand what makes someone think that people they've never known or like an entirely different culture needs to be burdened by your God or something. It's a terrible concept to me.
It is, isn't it? When you put it like that, it definitely is a horrible concept. To be so close-minded to think that everyone needs to follow what you follow, that's my issue. Exactly.
100%.
Yeah, I have no problem with like preaching and going on like helping out people, and because Christianity, a lot of Christianity can be done where they go on and do missionary and they help in communities and don't spread the word, and they do, you know, missionary jobs where they'll help with water or
yeah, that missionary like that. Is often associated with religious, but there's certainly people out there doing good that don't have religious affiliations.
Heaps of religious stuff they don't preach. Like there is religious stuff where they don't actually go preach. They just go
by help. Sheer association, they're preaching. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah. I'm sort of what I'm getting at. I hate the concept that without Christianity, people wouldn't be good to one another. I think that's actually human nature, that Christianity is commandeered in a way and sort of said, or religion in general sort of says, no, you have to be religious to be good and kind to one another. No, no, no. That's human nature. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And did you have a look at John's Instagram, the man that died, his Instagram page?
No.
So he was a bit of an explorer by the sort of look of it. And he did lots of these sort of missions. Yeah. And his family have released a statement on his Instagram page, which says, we recently learned from an unconfirmed report that John Allen Chow was reportedly killed in India while reaching out to members of the Sentinelese tribe. We'll get back to that line.
Yep.
Words can't express the sadness we've experienced about this report. He was a Christian missionary. He loved God, helping those in need, and had nothing but love for the Sentinelese people. We forgive those reportedly responsible for his death.
That boils my blood, that last line.
Well, I'd like your thoughts on that last line in a second. One bit that stands out for me, he was reportedly killed while reaching out to members of the Sentinelese tribe. That sort of bothers me a little bit. These people these people are living on their own means and having a great life. I mean, they've got to assume that they don't have the will to go and see other people is just arrogant and sort of ignorant. They've had a great life and they're chilling out, and this guy comes along and goes, hey, here's a book about a man who you should all start worshipping.
It's fundamentally based on an assumption that they're in need of something. Do you know what I mean? It's based on an assumption that there's something wrong with the way they're living their lives, and that this person assumes that they know more and knows the way forward. And I can't handle that.
So why does the line, we forgive those reportedly responsible for his death, bother you so much?
That is just such a ridiculously pious statement. For one, it assumes that anyone gives a shit about their forgiveness. These people that killed the man don't give a shit about their forgiveness. Do you know what I mean? It's like, hits me really wrong. Like, this guy's gone over there to preach the word that they don't want, that they don't need. He's had to deal with the situation that happens in their world. And then these guys come and go, oh, our God and our religion forgives these people who don't give a fuck about your God or religion anyway. It's just like, it's just such, they're trying to take this freaking high road thing, and it's just, it boils my blood.
Okay, so a guy's died here though, which is tragic.
It's tragic, yeah.
Do you think there should be an apology? on
by who?
By the missionary and the family. Do you think there should be an apology for him being there in the first place?
To the Sentinelese people.
Yeah.
I would just leave them alone. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if they'd care for an apology. You know, they probably work in a totally different way.
No, they wouldn't. But I mean, as far as making a statement, you're expressing no wrongdoing. So you're expressing that he was purely just doing good. But you're sort of getting to a point. And I'm not trying to get you to say something you don't want to say.
You're getting to
the point that he shouldn't have ever been there, and it was wrong that he was there. And is it wrong that he's reaching out to these people? Like, what's the problem with reaching out to people?
It's the assumption that they need his help.
Your issue is the assumption that he reached out with the vision of pushing God, correct? If he was just reaching out in a canoe that thought he'd pop in and say, "Hey, dude, what's up? I was just paddling past your island." How is that an issue?
Yeah, I'd say the religious thing takes it to another level for me. But if that was the case and there were no religious connotations, that'd still be shit because he's been told and everyone knows not to go contact them. It takes it to another level when it's informed and motivated by religion, in my opinion.
Okay, so the issue is he was in, not the issue, there's lots of issues, but he was informed, he was told to leave these people alone, and he went there with the intention of spreading the word of God.
Mm. So above and beyond all the anthropologists and the, you know, above and beyond all the experts that have informed him that this is, you know, don't do this. Oh, no. You know what I mean? Mm. Sorry,
I know exactly what you mean. What I'm just wondering is if there is no Christian intention and you just stumble across this island, is there an issue? And you take it upon yourself to introduce yourself, hypothetically, because there's a reason why I'm asking this question.
Yeah, hypothetically, if I stumbled across the place and I didn't know that I wasn't meant to be there, that would be different.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And I'd been killed, then it would be, oh, damn, I'd, you know, unfortunate, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
What is this path you're leading me down here, Mark?
The path I'm leading you down is a path of one that I was canoeing once in the Great Lakes, sort of in Algonquin. And completely different. There's Native American reserves, Indian reserves, and basically that you got to sort of stay away from those areas as far as like you're not allowed to camp on those areas and you're not allowed to go near, which I obviously 100% respect. And then there was a part that we did camp, and it wasn't a Native American area, but we met up with some people that lived in the area that we were canoeing. So they just sort of come across to the part where we were camping and all that sort of thing. Mm. And introduced, hung out, had a great time. Everything was all good. I'm sort of getting at what's the difference between me canoeing, other than the fact, why I'm asking you is obviously the difference is the fact that he was told not to go there. But as a whole, without getting too spiritual, we're all sort of just tourists, eh?
Yeah. I don't know if we're comparing apples and apples here, but...
We're not, but I don't know the guy. I know it does have the Christian sentiment behind it. I don't know the guy, but...
Is it, you know, it can get... We won't get silly, but...
When you throw Christian...
Was it wrong of the conquistadors to, you know what I mean? It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah. It just depends on your motives, doesn't it?
Yeah. It really does. Context and motive is should be assessed far more in life, in this life, I think. Yeah, absolutely. Big time.
And we've sort of deemed that his motives weren't fucking right.
They weren't, I'm afraid. Like, you can be as well intentioned as you like, but unfortunately, you've got to stay tethered to the real world and, you know.
How should people spread the word of a religion?
They shouldn't. I firmly believe that's a deeply personal thing.
Like, just spirituality in general? Like, when we talk about religion, I believe I wrap spirituality and all that up in its own sort of thing, in a way.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
And so people should just find it?
Keep it to themselves. I think we would have saved the world a lot of harm if people kept that to themselves and didn't get confused between human nature and community and religion. Two different things. You can still have community and human nature and all the loving things that happen between humans without needing to burden other people with your spiritual beliefs that can cause distress and end up in violence.
Yeah.
When we're obviously not evolved enough to understand that each person should have their own right to believe in whatever the hell they want. And that's that. We're not that far evolved yet. So it would help, I think, if everyone, you know, kept it to themselves.
Yeah. But there's obviously been instances where people have found these things and been given, whether it's Christianity, and their life's been foreverly benefited from it in a positive manner.
And it's also happened the opposite, let it be known. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just whether how frequent that sort of happens. I wonder with the Jehovah's Witnesses, which we see quite frequently here locally, they set themselves up along the beach where you walk on the walking trail. You know how busy those walking trails are with all of their signs, and they never push it on you, but they're there if you want to go and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of, I look at that and I don't have a problem with that at all. Like I think, maybe one day I'll be walking past and I'll be like, okay, I sort of want to hear what they got to say.
Yeah. I mean, that's all right. But, I mean, my experience with Jehovah's Witnesses is them literally coming to my door.
Like, yeah, they weekly. Do. They do. Yeah, fully. And same with us. Strangely, not in my current area where I'm living, but in a previous
month. No, it's been a few years, yeah. They might have changed strategy, I'm not sure, but that was historically, that was my experience. And to be honest, we had this one guy, his name was Sam, and every time he'd come to the house, Mum would invite him in for coffee, and like, literally, I don't know if she did it deliberately, but she would chew his ear off, so like, he couldn't get a word in. But she was actually really great mates with this guy, but he never actually, so in sort of speaking to what you said before, he didn't actually ever, he'd give us the books and stuff, which in itself is trying to instill that in someone else. But he was never aggressive, really. He just wanted to give us the things and then have a chat, really. So I don't know. That
which
was
I've got no problem with that. I actually really
I have to say that the fundamental concept of it too, I still don't agree with though. Literally going to my house to try and change my spiritual beliefs, I don't agree with.
Yeah, and it comes back to what's their motive? Are they actually trying to change you, or are they just trying to give you some sort of insight into this great thing that they've discovered in their life, and they feel like, because it's so great, they want to promote this wellness offering to other people?
Two interesting things there. You're so right. Motive is actually very interesting. Because why would they do it?
Well, they believe, would have thought, to better them, to better humanity and to create. That's right. Oh, these dogs. Honestly. They're rescue dogs. These dogs that you can hear in the background. So every time you hear them barking, just think, we've saved a life.
Okay.
So as annoying as it is.
I'll keep that in my mind. Yeah, motive. And that's all good and fine what you said before, until you get two people who fervently believe in what they believe go like that.
Yeah, and then you're gonna always get people that in religion or science or anything that choose to argue a point in a certain way that's detrimental to the whole conversation. Like,
yeah.
And do it like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna get some people where it comes to religion and they're not gonna be able to budge. Yeah, sure. You're gonna get some people with science that are gonna go, oh, science had no involvement in, you know, different horrors that have been gone on and out on in society and things like that. So I don't know. I'm just, this is a really interesting story. There should it obviously is, it be is. Overall, it's a really interesting story. I think there should be no obviously retaliation towards this tribe. They're completely within their right to do whatever the fuck they want to anyone.
There's a few levels going on. Yeah, it's probably not.
Well, that's the thing. Do they have the right to just? Do they have the right to just kill people if people walk on their land? Yes.
Well, put it this way: by him setting foot on that thing, which by all accounts he did a couple of times and got away, and then came back that other time and he was killed. By his sheer setting foot on there.
Is that what
he can wipe out then? Yeah. And he apparently got shot by an arrow and it hit his waterproof Bible. So he got in the thing and left and came back the next day. And that's when they did him in. But by him making contact with those people, he could completely wipe them out with any kind of illness he may be harboring. So, I mean, it's irresponsible.
It's fucking
It's him
stupid.
Trying to be lordly and godly, and meanwhile he probably never thought of that and could have wiped out the whole population and still might, who knows.
It's not that I'm not agreeing, like it's not that I don't
know. No, I know. I like
like I totally agree. I think it's fucked up. And when you look at it like that, you just think, geez. But I do feel like religion, and we don't have enough time, we need a week, but I do feel like religion's getting a tough run at the moment in general. The last like fucking 30 years, I think it just gets painted with a brush that is not, it's not fair to the whole system of stuff that religion makes up. I don't think it's purely bad.
But it's also not born out of nowhere, these things, you know.
No,
the views,
no.
The changing opinions on the church. And to be honest, I think it's more the modern commandeering of the church on religion that is the problem. The fundamental
like
things about it.
Like Hillsongs and stuff?
That and just everything, really. Just all the crazy organized religions. It's organized religion, I think, is the problem. Religion in general, the concept is great.
And the people at the top are mostly, I don't know about this Pope. I hear general some good things about him. But you look at, did you look into that Pat Robinson? Was it you that I was talking to about Pat Robinson, the owner of the Christian network in the US?
No.
No, I think it was Bennett. You need to look into him. He's the one with the priest with the G5.
Oh, and he's praying to God for another one or something?
Mm. Yeah, and he runs this big fucking network. I mean, it's a joke. Any priest or whatever that's making more than the medium wage, I struggle. Or, you know, Christian person, I struggle to fucking support you.
It's a joke. So, you know, when before you said you think religion's had, you know, it's been painted in a certain light potentially over the last couple of decades. When you say religion has been painted in a certain light, what do you mean by religion?
I mean Christianity, and I mean being a Muslim, and I mean...
So what do those things, what are they? Like
following
being Christian, what is that?
Set amount of, set value belief.
Which are
depicted
generally
in the
be good to your, it's generally be good to your fellow man, do unto Correct. Others as you'd have done to you.
Like, yeah, we know it. We went to a religious school.
Exactly. So what I was saying before is that's not religion. That's human nature. That religion just commandeered. Do you know what I mean?
Of course so like, it is, man. But I strongly believe that those core values don't get highlighted enough, especially in the schooling system these days, and especially in day-to-day life. And I believe that religion gives another a great foundation to highlighting those values, especially in the schooling system and especially in life in general. I really love a lot of the teachings in religion, which is crazy because I'm pretty much an atheist.
Exactly. It's very interesting hearing this coming from you. Yeah.
Mm. But since my kids have been at school and I hear how much their school puts time towards those core values, and they're getting reintroduced to me, like loving people and looking after a person.
But that doesn't have to be religious.
No, and it's not. It's taught by this, and I mean, I could rip on the Reverend because he's sort of like a young and hip Reverend that wears a fedora.
Okay. Oh,
and plays songs with his guitar.
Right.
Never talks really about the Christianity side of it. It just sort of really talks about the great things that come from being good to people around you, and just those basic lessons, which, what is wrong with learning those things? As long as, and people always say to me, they sort of shake their head when I bring this up about religion, and they go, oh, watch, you know, it's a cult and all this sort of stuff, which just trips me out. But they go, you know, what about your kids? They're going to grow up believing in God. And I'm like, let me let my kids grow up and use their brain to discover what they should discover. If my kids end up believing that God's real, like, and that's what they believe, well, okay, they're not. I mean, I'll struggle to understand, you know, the God is in the form of the Bible. If they grow up and think that that's how it is, I've probably not done my job correctly as a parent in opening their eyes to other, you know, the right ways. But I'm sure they'll realize that God's, that the Bible teachings are sort of just like Santa Claus, and it's just got some good stories that are interesting to read
and teach good lessons.
And I'd hate for all that to be lost because it's cool to hate religion, which I feel that it is cool to hate religion at the moment.
Yeah, it is. I'm at a point where, because I've always been semi-religious growing up. And I still am, I think it's agnostic. Like, I know there's something out there. I feel there's something greater and bigger than us all. I'm just not 100% sure what it is. But yeah. I don't know. The religion's a tough one for me.
Yeah, it was like I was a full atheist. Like I was the furthest thing from loving religion. Having children has fully changed my whole view on it.
Can I quickly ask you? So when you didn't like religion. When you fervently didn't like religion, what was it you didn't like?
Oh, dude, it's probably a deeper conversation, in my opinion. It's probably more of a self-loathing about myself. I was more into like satanic, you know, like I was into like, it was a more rebellion, I would think. Stupid people. I used to think, you know, idiots fucking loved religion and followed the church, you know, like
that. Yeah.
I just had that, I had that mentality, like dumb people, fucking, how stupid would you be to believe in a God? But as you get older, you really realize like half the people that probably go to church, well, that do go to church, probably a lot of them don't believe like that there's God almighty or whatever else, but they have a hope that there's something bigger than us, and that there's Just that there's a positive thing like by going to church on Sunday and being grateful for your life and being
human nature.
Yeah, human nature, but being putting it's okay. So you can know how to meditate, but if you don't do it, you'll never ever get the benefits from it. So if you don't do it every single day and practice it and praying, if anyone looks at praying, it is fucking meditation. That's all praying is.
I agree. So, it's focusing your energy. Yeah.
It's focusing your energy. So religion and Sunday and going to church on Sunday is basically putting in a class and a time to make sure that you say you pray and you say thanks. Saying thanks before dinner for the food that you have is meditating before you fucking eat. It's the same shit. It's just how far you go.
100% agree.
Yeah. I think it's just how far you go with that belief of the God thing. But if you don't want to believe in the God part and the Jesus and whatever else, and you just want to take it on the grassroots level of the morals and the stories, there is some good in it.
Yeah, you're right. We may need to go freaking
super deep. We need
a religious series of podcasts, perhaps.
It's strange because Emma, my wife, she's become similar, which is... I don't know how this has happened. Which is really weird. I don't know.
I mean, the birth of children. It just happens or something.
I think it's getting older too, man. I remember I used to argue with people about politics and like when I was younger and think I knew it all and think things were so black and white with my opinions.
Yeah.
Whereas as you kind of get a couple of years, you start realizing that shit, you don't know anything. And... There's good
and I knew even less when I was younger.
And I knew less. And you look back and you think, God, I was like so stoked with Kevin 07. And you're sitting there and you're going, you think you know everything.
Just a quick aside. Do you remember that night when he got elected? Were you over at the Mermaid?
Heron Ave.
Heron Ave, yeah.
Shout out to Heron Ave, Mermaid Beach.
Yeah, big time. Oh boy. Well, yeah, so, we'll go deeper on this another time, I think.
Let's get into some Friday winners potentially, which is what the listeners really come here for.
Yep, that and the facts. Yep.
Let's go straight from religion to gambling.
Yes. Now we're talking. Why not?
Big news out of the NBA. Kevin Durant and Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors have had a big spat.
Big news, Durant's a bitch, by all accounts.
A bitch. So anyone that doesn't know the history, Golden State Warriors are on fire. They're the best team in the league. And recently, 2 years ago, they were the best team in the league. And then they got one of the best players in the league to make him even better, Kevin Durant. So they were fucking amazing. And then they got Kevin Durant. It was incredible. So they've been coasting along. People have been speculating. Right, as of today, the odds, which are probably the worst odds you've seen for them to win the championship, are $1.60 to 1. They've been coasting along. And look, people just think they're going to win the title for the next 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Their center, who's a very short in the NBA for a center, Draymond Green has a history of just fucking going off. Okay. Has gone off at Kevin Durant over a play at the end of a game where Draymond Green was dribbling it, didn't pass it to Kevin Durant. Durant said, mate, I was open. Like, fucking give me the ball. I'm the best shooter pretty much like of the last 20 years. Give me the ball. I was wide open. And he's lost it. He said, we're winning without you, all this stuff, and you're a bitch. That's lovely. You're a bitch.
You're a bitch. Yeah, now, right. Well,
let me ask you, have you ever been called a bitch by another man?
I don't think I have, nah. That would be, I'd remember that. That's a hell of a call, calling another man a bitch. I guess.
Because your immediate response is fucking deal with it, dude. Like, in me, it's like, it's just a word. Like, it's just petty. you know, get two kids. And then I was thinking, have I ever been called a bitch? I don't think I've ever been called a bitch. If someone called me a bitch,
I'd be seriously,
you'd be pissed. I'd be fucking pissed.
I actually went through the exact same thought processes, thinking, fucking. I mean, there still may be a, he still might be a bitch, but yeah, you're right. I have never been called one myself, so. So what's
there is something deeply sexist about that whole conversation
as well. Yeah, massively. Apologies.
Which is not why it is. We're just saying bitch or fuckwit or rat or any term.
No, we were being specific then. Let's own up to it.
We were being specific, but it doesn't mean what I think. Yeah.
Anyway. No, we didn't mean it to sound like that.
No.
But maybe getting called forcefully something you've never been called before. We'll go with that.
Yes, that's what we'll go with. I'd be ropeable. So there's talk now. The Warriors have gone on a bit of a skid since it happened and lost the last few games. And there's talk that Durant's going to leave at the end of the season. Now, first thing that happens when this happens is you've got to go straight on sports bet. And see what's happening.
Or just, yeah. Because that's.
The Warriors are trying to do something that few teams have done, which is three-peat. Okay? Yeah. So they're trying to three-peat. So they're $1.60 odds to three-peat. The next team behind them is $8.50 at the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors. $8.50.
Are you serious?
That's how big it gets. This is why I'm talking about winners. This is why, I mean, you came to the Repod for your Melbourne Cup winners, right? You got four for four, okay?
yeah.
I still think the Warriors are an amazing team. But if you're sleeping on the rest of the competition, given what's going on right now, you've got some issues. So we're going to pull out the old Repod $500 and we're going to split up that $500 accordingly.
For the NBA, what? How finals in general?
For the NBA championship. Okay.
Okay.
So yes, the Warriors are the best team, but mate, they're imploding.
You're thinking this is going to have a huge psychological effect on them and may affect their three-peat chances. Fact that Durant's alluded to the fact that he might go.
Exactly. And we've alluded to the fact that being called a derogatory name, like, you know, whatever, any derogatory term, is something that impacts you. So as a person, as a human being, you know, male or female, being called any derogatory word. So I think it's going to. And guess what? If they have an injury as well thrown in there, look, we're gamblers here at the Repod, so we don't want these short odds. So when we get these little windows, when they pop up for us here at the Repod, we take them.
So what have the numbers blown out or something momentarily or something? Or?
No. Well, this is the thing. Golden State is still sitting at $1.60. They probably were at $1.40 previously.
Oh,
prior to the fight. Now you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm thinking, are you going to bet against them winning? Or
I'm betting against them winning.
Yeah.
I'm 100% betting against them winning because the odds haven't really changed. We've got Boston at $8.50, Toronto at $8.50. We've got Houston Rockets, who took them to 7 games last year at $11. Yes, they've had a bad start to the year.
So, yep.
And if you want to go really far down, you got the Oklahoma City Thunder at 51-1. That's as far down as I'd go with Russell Westbrook and Paul George, who's a team that I do believe in, and they under sort of... They don't reach their, how would you say?
Yeah, potential.
Potential, correct. So can you
actually bet? Is there a bet you can do that's just like, probably very low, but just for Golden State to lose in general?
The field, definitely. I don't have it here. My computer's just died, but yeah, you definitely can bet the field.
Yeah, right. All right. So with that in mind and $500 burning a hole in my pocket.
Okay, I'll drop 100 on OKC just for fun. And people are going to be like, OKC, like, why would you do? So 100 OKC at 51.
I'm writing this down. Yeah.
So they're returning, that is return 5,000. I've got to go the Houston Rockets at 11-1. So $200 on them at 11-1. So that's 300 just pissed away. You're gone. Your missus is cranky at this point. But you got another 200 left in your pocket. So you can either go home with it or you can spend it. I'm saying
we're spending it. We're spending.
200, it's tough. You got to put someone from the East. It's got to be Boston or Toronto. Toronto have got Kawhi Leonard now. They're playing incredibly. If Toronto were to win the championship, I'm going Toronto. Boston, I'm scrapping. They're good, but nah. I'm going Toronto Raptors, $200 to return $1,600 at $8.50-1. So look,
what are the odds on Boston?
$8.50 as well, which I'd. Look, we just need a few more. And LeBron James's Lakers are at 23-1. So you could imagine.
An actual chance?
Oh, not really. But you could imagine him sniffing, like, once this, if they get an injury now, Golden State, it's going to change LeBron's whole season, mate. He's going to be very, a different player, I'd say. He won't be waiting for next year.
Yeah, right. He'll smell the blood in the water.
Smell the blood. So we've got your winners. You've come to the Reed Pod. You just cashed in some great fucking bets for the weekend. Thanks
just
for coming.
Just use some of your winnings from the Melbourne Cup tips to whack on these guys.
Just whack on these ones. That's the idea. Bet responsibly and only bet these. I don't want to hear, oh, Golden State are this good and all that. I know Golden State are good, but anyone telling you to bet on $1.61, all I'm saying is factors have changed.
Yeah,
betting agencies take a while to pick up on these factors. That's when you make your money.
That's when you get straight on the Reed Pod and get the scoop.
Get the scoop and just get your religion talk, get your gambling, boom.
Love it. No, that's some good tips, mate. And for someone who, you know, isn't holy across the NBA, there's some good spots there.
There is.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of other topics for the day. What are keen to jump into?
If you could give me it's hard to say. How much time do you reckon we got? One or two left in us?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking one of them might take too long and we might hold it. Because we know they love their winners here at the Reed Pod, and I'm thinking we might hold off on the investment.
Yep.
Side of this.
Well, in that case, let's get straight into big news of the week, hip hop roundup. Tekashi 6ix9ine. The feds are on him. Holy moly. And I know we've spoken earlier in the week, like with the possible, you know, thinking that it could be PR related, promotionally related. He's got the album dropping, as you said. But I've been reading some pretty hectic stuff. 25 years, shit.
It's pretty hectic. So his album was meant to drop tomorrow, okay? Right. And last week he got arrested. I'm going to straight up say this guy's fucking rap is horrible.
Yeah.
I'll listen to Lil Pump, like other new people. Like I'll like... Who's that other guy? Sort of raps with Lil Pump a bit. I don't know. I'm listening to new stuff. Tekashi 6ix9ine, that is dog shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tekashi 6ix9ine lovers. Your flow is horrible.
It's all hype, isn't it?
It is all hype. And because he's got tattoos on his face.
And rainbow hair. Yeah.
And rainbow hair, which is cool. Like, I'm all for it, but...
It's a spectacle. It's a circus act sort of a thing.
It's a circus act, and this guy's been living off this circus act and growing off it. He's actually, you know, Academics from hip-hop? Yeah. I feel like Academics is somehow involved in the growth of this guy and promoting this guy from day one and getting a clip. He's been all over Academics. Who does Academics work for? Complex or?
I don't know, but I actually listened to this, the No Jumper podcast yesterday with one of, I've forgotten the guy's name, but it's Takeshi's like main man, the only guy out of that whole crew who didn't get done, basically. Okay. And he was running through, like, even he thinks they're done. Like, he's looking for new labels and shit because he's like, my whole team's done. Like, I'm out. I've got to find new shit.
So convenient that this guy gets done for racketeering just as his pretty much biggest album is due to drop.
Well, yeah, there's two ways to look at it. Like, do you still see it potentially as a just massive promotional thing and he might just get a year or something? Or
mate, look at everyone that has gone in jail recently, like Kodak Black, like all of these rappers. They come out. Lil Pump went in jail for... Yeah, Schmurda. Lil Pump went in jail for like 3 months recently. He came out and he had a song with Kanye.
Yeah, he had a
fucking hit song with Kanye. So, dude,
it'd be interesting because I
any serious charges. You're right.
Yeah, because and there's also the they could actually be after him. The feds, you know, like I remember I saw this interview with Fat Joe. Have you seen that one where he talks to Takeshi and he's giving him advice?
Yeah. How. I don't know.
I don't know, you know. I could imagine them.
Like, how does Fat Joe know the feds are going to get him? Like,
no, I'm not saying specifically Fat Joe. Well, you know, let's not forget that all the stuff that went on with Biggie and Tupac and all that and the conspiracy surrounding the cops and everything and that. You know, they're at war with, you know, not at war, but, you know, they come to blows with each other a fair bit. It wouldn't surprise me if they were after someone like Takeshi 6ix9ine, but
yeah, I think like so. You're saying they're about that life, so to speak.
The cops.
Now they say no, like Takeshi. You're saying Takeshi's about that life, and he's actually really a gangster.
Well, here's the thing: this guy that I watched the podcast yesterday, he's by all accounts a gangster. This guy that I was listening to. And he was telling the story about Takeshi and his gang affiliations and how he's not actually legitimately Crips or Bloods. There's like an in-between. You've heard of it. It's like a crazy gang, an LA gang that isn't affiliated either. He's not either. But he's with like the...
Can you bring up what YG... Because my computer just crashed. But what gang YG is? Is YG a Crip? Because he was beefing with YG big time recently.
I know.
Who, YG?
Did touch on that.
Now he can fucking rap.
YG
can fucking rap.
He's a blood.
Yeah, okay. Because Takeshi's been calling people filthy bloods a lot lately in a lot of his.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the impression I got is that he dabbled, but he wasn't hardcore, basically, Takeshi. But,
okay, so he's in the recent, so 2 weeks ago or whatever, this is the timeline, he cancelled his whole tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
He cancelled his upcoming tour 2 weeks ago. Then he cancelled all, like, fired all of his management. And then he got arrested. And then he's releasing his album on the 24th.
Okay.
I'm just trying to...
Well, so he's saying it's quite a coincidence.
It's all very, I mean, let's see how it plays out. Obviously, he'll have access to, like, proper lawyers and good money. Mm-hmm. Like, good money lawyers. So, you know, that's going to help him considerably compared to a lot of other people that face those sort of charges, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, good point. And, yeah, there's... I mean, for me, there's few redeeming features about his art, Takeshi. But one thing this bloke brought up, and I had to kind of think about it and almost give him props, is Takeshi's ability to in the face of hate like I've never seen, really.
True.
Just push on, push on. Yeah. It's a weird, you know, it's total respect to them for just having the chin up and just, all right, we're not letting the haters bring them down because there's a lot of them. So, and, you know, us included. So, you know, respect in that sense, but...
Totally agree. Totally agree. And just because I don't dig his music doesn't mean I respect him. Like, good on him. He's done.
So it's really only that one part that I respect of him. The rest I'm not sold on.
Yeah, and when I say I respect, I don't really respect someone that like brandishes and promotes his gun. Like,
yeah,
he's sort of been talking smack for a long time. Like, he's been beefing with everyone.
But that's his brand, isn't it?
That's his brand, but God, that can get you in trouble, can't it?
I know, but that's a gamble he's taken, and it's obviously may or may not have worked out right about now.
Mm. How many years are we guessing?
Well, they're saying 25. I don't know.
I'm going to say 6 months. I'm calling 6 months.
I'm going to say a year, because... From a label, 6 months isn't going to get you the cred you need.
You're right.
A year stint, if that's what they're going for.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you see Ebro reading the police source discussion?
Yeah. Ebro's in with the cops, dude. Don't you know?
So stupid him doing that. I just don't know why he'd even read it. For A, it's fake. Right, and I like Ebro. He's like one of my favorites. Do you like your like Ebro fan?
Yeah, I love Rosenberg. Ebro, Charlemagne. I like him. Charlemagne, I love. Yeah, I love Charlemagne.
I love him. Yeah, he's good.
I'll tell you who's. Yeah, you know Laura Styles.
Oh, of course I do.
Huge fan.
Shout out Laura. Forever, we've got a forever spot. Open for you on the Read Pod, but yeah,
we should try get Laura.
We should, yeah. Come on, guys, awesome. Make the internet happen.
Please do. Anyway, what was that? What were we saying?
You know Laura Styles. You said,
yeah. Well, now I was gonna say, like, I feel like she isn't talking as much lately. I wish she'd talk more. She's been relegated sort of by the guys, I think. So
you're right. We'll give her the platform.
Yeah, we will.
Hit us up.
That's a good point. Good point. Yeah, we'll reach out. Or someone can reach out for us that's listening or watching. Please do.
Yeah, exactly. Please do. Yeah, so Takeshi, I'm calling bullshit on that whole thing as my calling bullshit for the week, actually.
All right. That ties in nicely. I think I got a long... Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right. Yeah,
seems to
time
be
the will tell, as you say. But
when you scroll through the internet, it's like, oh, I remember when I first had my first beer. The comments, it's like people are not buying that this is real.
Yeah,
which if they can manufacture police reports and like put this through, if record labels can do this sort of shit to this level,
wouldn't surprise
me. I'm fucking impressed, mate.
Yeah, but if they also if there's any chance that they get found out for it being a stitch up, that would backfire massively. You know, like if it was all a ruse, and I mean, if he goes to jail, he goes to jail, I guess. But
like, you know, the swimmer Ryan Lochte.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when he was in Mexico and he fucking had that big night out and out? He faked that criminal
at the gas station. Yeah.
Yeah, and he faked that. His career. Ended.
Instead of got robbed or whatever, yeah.
So his career ended that night over that. Takeshi 6ix9ine has said he's got, like, they've said he's going to prison for fucking everything under the sun. Oh, why are you doing this shit? I know it's old charges, but I hope it's a long time ago because this guy was going to make millions and millions of dollars. Fucking, when you start in earning, stop the gang life. Like, stop fucking...
But he obviously thinks that, you know, is an asset for him, that gang image, clearly.
Clearly, but I just feel like there should be someone...
It could be wrong.
...in the gang There should be someone in the gang that says, "Hey, dude, you're about to make some dollars. Get the fuck away from us, man. Like, shoot us back some coin if you want, like, and hook a brother up.
Is that fully compassionate, empathetic, loving gang member when you need him?
Exactly. It's tall poppy syndrome, though. Like, probably the rest of the gang. I mean, we don't want to start any beef with any gang.
At all. We love all sides of gang warfare. We love
every side, and we're happy to have you guys on the pod. But
tell us your story.
Exclusive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine
if the Reed Pod became a conduit between the Crips and the Bloods, and
they just came on out. secretly, like, I feel like I'm the perfect. I feel like we'd be like perfect conduit for the Crew.
The best, as far as mediators, we are probably what the whole situation needs.
Yeah, I'd love it. I'd be so like Snoop on one side, the game comes in.
Puff on the other side. We got Suge Knight from Skype, from jail, just sort of sorting it out, you know?
Do you believe Puff's about that life, though? Ever? Do you believe Puff was ever about that life? And shout out to Puff for losing his ex-wife. I mean, that's
Oh, that's shocking, yeah. I think he had something to do with at least an affiliate of his ordered. I don't know. Someone associated with him killed Tupac, I think. So whether he gave the direct order or he knew about it or what, I'm not sure. But
I believe Suge definitely was part of that life.
Yeah, big time. But if he showed it more, I think Puff might have hidden it a bit better. Yeah.
Yeah. One calling bullshit, so we're going to have a double one. Tekashi 6ix9ine, we're calling bullshit on, and Suge Knight Jr., I'm calling bullshit on. Never fucking released any information about you fucking finding that Tupac's alive, all that sort of shit. Did it purely for followers.
Right, so has this come out, has it, that it was all a lie?
Nah, but it's not. We haven't seen anything. Like, where's the evidence?
Well, clearly it was. It's all. I wasn't ever on
Illuminati,
that.
Illuminati, man. I was on that big time. Fucking Illuminati.
Yeah, right.
Great week. Huge. The pod's going international next week. Is it next week?
Perhaps. Yeah. So,
the pod goes to the USA.
Yeah, mate. I can't wait. I can't believe it's happening, to be honest. Yeah.
The whole game. Bendos as well, the gold expert / Japanese expert.
Fully. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be interesting times, shall we say.
Yeah, launching a new pod series, which will
absolutely
over there.
Yeah, we've got a new website to launch soon and everything. So a lot happening in the Red Pod world, really.
Yeah, it's all happening. Mm-hmm. So, mate, thank you. Enjoy your weekend. Maybe
you
see
too.
You Sunday.
Yeah, keep me posted. Like I said, yeah, we'll be there if you're flying and you can just come down. So,
yeah.
You keep me posted either way, right?
I will, dude. Have a great weekend. Check out Cool Calm if you're going to the festival, the Queenscliff Music Festival.
Do it. We'll be the best band there. All right.
Gotcha. See you guys.